You've got everything you need. That's the Beth Keeley Band, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's from the new album called This Open Road that was released late last year. And the Beth Keeley Band will be performing at Wednesday Night Live on Wednesday, July 31st, Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. Wednesday Night Live is a six-week concert series taking place in Grundell Park in Mount Horeb on Wednesdays in July and August. And tonight, producer, MC, fundraiser, and communicator for Wednesday Night Live, Mandy Potter, is here in the studio to tell us about this annual music series, and she brought along her son, Ben. Mandy, Ben, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having us.
It's great to see you again. Do your best MC of Beth Keeley, introducing Beth Keeley.
Oh my, gosh, I mean, she's such a character. It's hard to, you know.
I just put you on the spot there.
You did, it's okay.
I'm not sorry.
I know, I can tell. No, I would just say, my dear friends of Mount Horeb, please welcome Beth Keeley.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Now, Mandy, she just came here from, you were at the Terrace.
Oh my gosh,
some bands, and it's raining. You've made it here just before.
We just got here. We were down at the Terrace listening to Son del Atlantico. It's a Cuban Latin dance band, and it was really great. And the skies started getting gray, and we had brought our bikes down to bike from the Union, and we left a little early, and I'm glad we did, because we got in just in time. We got our bikes inside, too. So, yeah, it worked out.
Now, Jimmy's been talking all night about food trucks.
Yeah.
And do you have any food trucks?
Oh, yes. So we do. Yes. Yeah. So we each show, we have two food trucks for like main dinner, and then we also have an ice cream truck and usually a popcorn stand. It just depends on the night.
Oh, that's at Wednesday Night Live you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. At Wednesday Night Live we have food trucks. That's what I was thinking.
I didn't even think about ice cream. I mean, ice cream would be the perfect traveling. I mean, Ice cream.
That was the original food truck, no?
Yeah. Right. Yes. There's no like music or little bells, right? We can't compete with that. So there is an ice cream truck.
Well, Mandy, tell us about the history of Wednesday Night Live in Mount Horeb, and how did it start, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so in 1998, Sage Lewis was an art teacher at the Intermediate Center in Mount Horeb, and she was doing a project with her students, and she had gone to... I can't remember exactly where she went. It's in South America. And she went to the carnival, and she loved it so much she wanted to bring it back to Mount Horeb. So she decided with her art students to do a project to make a carnival in Mount Horeb. Hmm. So they came up with a festival idea, and they, in the art department, they came up with all these costumes to have a party. And she, with her band, played, and they raised money. They sold tickets and raised like $3,000 for something that she donated to the Optimist Club to start an actual event within Mount Horeb and to keep it going. She had since moved out of town, and the Optimist Club took the money that she had raised and decided to establish Wednesday Night Live. And they first started with, I think it was two shows, and then they built over time to four shows, and then they built up to six shows, and that's where it is today. So it is still up and going. It's very much alive and well. Sage is now in Arizona, and she came back to our 25th anniversary show a few years ago, and she's planning to come back on July 24th to have a homecoming in Mount Horeb and come to the show.
Isn't it Rio de Janeiro where the carnival happens every year? I think
there are several countries that have it, and I'm unfortunately forgetting exactly which country she went to.
Okay.
I can't remember, but it was down in Central America.
And that's right around the time of Mardi Gras, in that late summer, spring, something like that.
Yeah. Usually I think it's like in February, March.
Yeah, okay.
So she brought that back, and she was bringing the carnival back to Mount Horeb and to bring the spirit of the carnival back. And, you know, it's alive and well.
I think it's to exorcise the demons and the heathenisms in ourselves before Lent or something like that.
Right.
Well, Wednesday Night Live, it kicked off last week. And what can we expect to see there? I mean, do we need to bring our own lawn chairs? Is it BYO food and beer? Tell us about Wednesday Night Live, the facility.
Yeah. So it is in our community park. Grundell Park is a very large park. And we have a beautiful Jeffco stage that stays up year round. And It is all lawn seating. You bring your own lawn chairs, blankets. You can bring a picnic if you want, but we do have food trucks, like I was mentioning.
Yes.
We usually have 2 food trucks per night, then the ice cream and the popcorn, and I rotate them. So I usually don't have the same trucks each night.
Now, do you sample the food before you bring in the food trucks?
No, because they're usually I pick the good ones that I've been to before. Because really, the food trucks are, you know.
So you did sample them, basically.
Before, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I guess I've had them before. Yeah. Yes, I've had them before. So I know that they're usually pretty good.
In the bands, that's what a lot of people want to know about. Who is playing Wednesday Night Live and when?
Yeah, you bet. So the season kicked off already this week on the 10th. This past Wednesday, we had Generation Jones Band.
Aren't they awesome?
Oh my gosh. You know, they're a newer band. They've only been around about a year.
They're like a superstar band.
They are an all-star lineup. I'm just blown away. And when I found out about them, I actually booked them last year before the season was even over because I wanted them so badly for this year.
Wow.
So, they were a pretty incredible. It was a wonderful show. Everybody fell in love with them. They did all the classic songs. It was really fun. It was a good time. So that was this past Wednesday. And then July 17th, next week, we have Rare Element, which is a funk and blues band. Mm-hmm. They have quite a massive energy that they're going to bring. They're a 7-piece band with a 3-piece horn section.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to, if we had a roof, it'd blow the roof off the stage.
The more horns, the better.
I agree.
And Joey B. Banks, as a side note, is playing for Rare Element
now.
Yes,
he is.
And Todd Phipps.
Yes, he is.
So he's a Mount Horeb local. And it's I always say it's kind of a personal goal of mine with Wednesday Night Live that I'm trying to see how many consecutive years I can book a band that Todd Phipps is in, and I'm on 4 right now.
Wow.
And I don't even know how many bands he's in. I don't think he knows how many bands
he's
in.
Well, you know, we just mentioned the Hammond organ that we had to move from stage to stage. That was Todd Phipps.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Hammond
Todd.
Organ.
Yep.
My back has never been the same since that day.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm just hoping we have good weather.
And who else do you have? What are the other highlights?
Yep. So July 24th, we have Charanga Agosa, which is a Cuban dance band, Latin American dance band. So we had a Latin band last year, and that was a huge hit. People loved it. People were dancing from, like, the second song.
It gets people moving.
It does. Usually, like, Mount Horeb, you know, people start dancing like second set, sun's going down. No, they were like second song. Everybody was out on the dance floor, and it was so much fun.
And of course, Beth Keeley coming in too, right?
On July 31st, she'll be there. She is a local favorite of everyone. She is Americana rock, and we're really excited about that.
And of course, all the information is on Facebook too. You can just search for Wednesday Night Live and you can get to all the events and the details. Do you play music yourself, Mandy?
No, I don't. I am I appreciate music.
You appreciate it?
Yes. I mean, I played in the band in high school. I played saxophone. So I've taken some piano lessons, but I cannot consider myself a musician. And Jimmy, I just want to say one thing before we go too far. There's one more show on Wednesday Night Live. I don't want to forget it. August 7th, we have Annie and the Okies. They're the bluegrass and country band that we have coming. So they're going to wrap up our season for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. Annie Okies, that's some good bluegrass right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't play music, but Ben, your son, who's in studio with us. What's up, Ben? How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
It's great to see you, man. We met at last year at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
You've grown just a little bit. I've gotten older a lot of it. But you play in a band.
We're Powerhouse. We came from Madison Music Foundry. We've been going for about 3 years.
So the name of the band is Powerhouse.
Yeah.
Who's in the band with you?
Zeke Mood, Simon Mood, Shelly Torres, and Oscar Floater.
And what do you play? What's your thing?
I play rhythm guitar.
Okay. And what was the genre of the music?
Metal, grunge, rockish.
Yeah, rock.
What, if you had to, compare it to, who's your favorite band that you've been listening to?
Probably Green Day.
Okay. It's a little poppy punk.
It's probably a little more rock.
Did I just say something horrible there?
He's appreciating Green Day right now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, where his heart is, but I think the band that he's in is a little more rock.
Now, you have a guitar teacher we may know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's your guitar teacher?
Paul Schluter.
Oh, Paul Schluter is his guitar teacher.
Wow, look at that. His new studio. Have you been to his new studio in Mount Hope?
Yes, I have. I did not record there, but yeah, we went. A lot of a lot of cool stuff there.
Someday, I think you'll probably be sitting down paying Paul Schluter a lot of money to record your music.
Well, and you know, recently, your band just played at Summerfest.
Yeah.
Along with Paul Schluter's band. They were playing at Summerfest at the same day.
You played at Summerfest?
Yeah.
No
Aurora
kidding.
Pavilion.
For Rock Onsen?
Yeah, for Rock Onsen.
Ah, garage bands.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was a finalist.
And now how old are you this year?
I am 12.
Nice. So he's been in a band for 3 years, Jimmy, and he's 12. So we're going to see you in the future. I know it.
He's already played the biggest outdoor music gig in the Midwest, Summerfest.
That's right.
I mean, what was that like for you? I assume there was just a sea of people in front of you.
Actually, there wasn't. I like that.
They were all at the food trucks. They were listening.
Well, it was a rainy day, so.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was a big stage and a lot of fun.
That would just have to be a lot of fun.
It was.
What did you think about being on a big stage like that with the facility, the equipment, the techs? I mean, it's much bigger than
it was
a little
pub
show.
It was awesome. I could finally hear my guitar.
Yeah?
A lot of stage to work with.
Wow.
So you could move around and jam and have a lot of fun.
Where are you guys playing next? Do you have any shows coming up?
We're playing at McKee Park. I forget the date.
August 19th.
What's at McKee Park? Is that one of the festivals?
Yeah.
Which festival?
I think it's Concerts on McKee. It's a Monday night.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been to that concert before, and his band is opening up for another band. I'm not sure exactly what it is. They just reached out to us recently to see if we were available. So
nice.
I don't have all the details, but
do you have a website that we can follow your band at?
We are on Instagram. Powerhouse.
Powerhouse so. Band.
Yeah,
Powerhouse band on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Not a huge
social presence just yet.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, when you get into the studio after Paul Schluter records your debut album, get a hold of us. We'll have you here in Max Inc.
Will
Radio.
Do.
We'll play your music here. Mandy, it's great to see you again. Wednesday Night Live in Mount Horeb. If people want to get more information, get the full lineup, all the details, how do we do that?
Yeah, so I do regular postings. We have it on our website, www.wnl.jeffko.com is our website. We have our lineup up there. We have food trucks. We have all the information. But we also have our Facebook page. If you just look up Wednesday Night Live Mount Horeb, that's where I do all the real-time postings of the lineup, of all the food trucks, of all the scheduling. But also I'll post if there's any changes with the weather, if we're going to be relocating, if there's any cancellations. So that's your best bet to get the most current information. But those are the two sources.
Super awesome. Wednesday Night Live out Mount Horeb. Such a great community out there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the trolls.
And, you know, there's a real budding undercurrent of music happening in there, a big music community that's happening there. We have a lot of great opportunities to see local music. You know, Wednesday Night Live has been around for 27 years, but in the last 5 years, we started having more and more, like, we were talking about the Megatone Studios that just opened in the last few months, Hard House Guitars. We have a guitar shop there now.
Mm, yes.
We have Bricks, which does open mic on Thursday nights. They also book bands on the weekends. The Doghouse has bands as well. We just found out about a country music fair that's coming next July in Mount Horeb.
Oh, fun.
And I know two of the bands that they have booked already, but they're still making arrangements for it, but they're going to have a country festival next year.
I heard Burning Troll is coming to Mount
Horeb. Burning Troll. Well, I went to that last year. That was so fun. It was in September.
Wow.
And it was cool. It was out at the Bricks' owner lives out on a farm, and they have a lot of acreage. And they had three stages with music. It was so cool. And it was, you know, people were camping. You could camp there. You could get a shuttle in from Brick, so you didn't have to park because parking was pretty limited. They had some food trucks. Speaking of food trucks, they had food trucks. Great idea. And they had some really interesting aerial dancers, which was just awesome. And then the Burning Troll was like this ceremonial event where they had this drum line leading up to where Matt, who is the owner of Bricks, built this wooden troll. And I don't know how tall it was, probably 20 feet.
Oh, wow.
It was huge. And it was incredible. I mean, the craftsmanship he put into that thing. And the night before, we had a huge storm, and they thought it was like toast. It was just going to be demolished, and it survived. And they had to cover it up the best they could so it wouldn't get wet, because they wanted to burn it. And it actually worked out really well. They set it on fire, and they had this drum line playing, and they had the aerial dancers with stilts. And I mean, it was really a scene.
So do they rebuild a troll every year for that, or?
Well, last year was the first year. That was like the inaugural event. And I remember asking them afterwards if they were going to do it again. And they said, too soon. We don't know. It was just so much.
I can't imagine building something cool like that and then purposely burning it.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. I think it was there's some symbolism there, right?
Sure,
I think there was a lot of, it was more of a ceremonial.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. And so they are going to do it again. They had to get permits and whatnot. And they decided to do it again. They'll have more music. I don't know any details about it yet. Huh. And he'll probably, if I know Matt, he probably will build something similar, but different, because it's a different year, and it'll be something equally as awesome in magnitude to start on fire, which fire's my element. So I, you know, if there's fire, nice. Count me in.
Fire!
Yes, totally.
You should go to a Lords of a Trident show. You'll get lots of fire. Hey, Mandy, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate you. Wednesday Night Live. Ben, great to talk to you again, and
thanks
look
for
forward
having
to
me.
Hearing your music. Hey, stick around. Terry Barr has a conversation with the Big Lonesome. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.